大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus
Welcome to the Cross Cultural Seminar. My name is Masaki Osugi.
And I'm Susan Iwamoto.
Well, Susan, the last two times we talked about breakfast.
Yes, we did.
Right. I would like to bring up something kind of uniquely Japanese.
Okay.
Yeah, which is bento.
Oh, great topic.
Yeah. Quite recently, I read an article about New Yorker's news magazine, and it was about a Japanese company in an effort to promote bento culture in the city of New York, decided to give out bento boxes to New Yorkers, and it was on a first come first served basis. So people lined up, and there was a long line of people. And obviously, this idea of bento hit people's minds, and I wonder if this is becoming a fad or a fashion or a trend of some kind. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's funny you mention that because I also saw an article recently in one of an American newspaper about the same thing. Bentos really seem to be catching on outside of Japan, especially in the U.S. I think people are really attracted to it for both health reasons and also because I think a lot of people would like to bring lunch to work, you know, from home. Now, of course, in the past, Americans did that, you know, maybe bringing a sandwich in a brown bag or, you know, maybe putting some leftovers or something into a plastic container. But there's something about bentos that's really appealing to people.
Right, right. I think so. Of course, now that you mentioned plastic, container? There's this very famous brand of plastic container, and I actually use one of those. But if it's just a sandwich, of course, you wouldn't need a bento box. You
That's
just
right.
take it in a brown bag, as you mentioned. So the fact that people started using bento boxes in the United States, that probably means that they take something other than sandwiches, right?
Well, that's right. And I think, you know, bentos appeal to people in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the bento container itself is often, you know, very, you know, cute or colorful or,
right.
or there's something interesting and different about it.
Right.
You know, with all the little different compartments inside, people are kind of, you know, interested and think it's kind of fun, you know, compared to just, you know, a simple plastic tub that maybe
mm-hmm.
people brought in the past. And in addition to, you know, the container itself, I think a lot of people are interested in Japanese bento as well. Now, of course, people will put, you know, people in the States are going to put anything they want into a bento. It probably won't match the, you know, sort of traditional idea in Japan of, you know, rice and okazu, you know, in
right.
there. But, you know, people are interested in Japanese bento foods as well. And also, you know, I guess a more healthy approach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, you can find, you know, I've seen articles about it in newspapers and also on the internet as well. I've been seeing a lot of, you know, people commenting about bentos and becoming more interested. Trading recipes, for example.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, when you say Japanese bento, does that mean that they put Japanese food in the bento box?
For some people, yes, inspired by that. Now, people who are very dedicated and purists probably will try to, you know, do their best to, I guess, represent a traditional Japanese bento. Of course, in Japan, you could say there are a lot of creative people doing a lot of different things. But I think for most people, they'll just, you know, use the container and, you know, maybe they'll put something kind of Japanese, even if it's just rice, for example.
I see.
But generally, they'll fill it with whatever they'd like. You know, that may mean maybe leftovers from the restaurant they went to the night before.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Or something they prepare especially for that. So I think there's probably not one, you know, sort of standard idea
right.
about what makes up the contents of the bento.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I think what appeals to a lot of people, and certainly what I've seen in articles, for example, is that one of the great things about a bento container itself is that it really helps with portion control.
I see.
So for people who are watching their weights, you know, trying to lead a more healthy lifestyle, it really
mm-hmm.
helps them to do
I
that.
I see. Uh-huh. Well, I feel that it has something to do also with the slow food culture or slow food trend as opposed to fast food culture. You know, instead of taking just a hamburger or hot dog, maybe they would like to put in some pasta and some small portion of salad in the, into the bento box, which I think is one of the representative kind of food as far as the slow food culture is concerned.
Yeah, I think it has something to do with that too. And you know, you're even seeing in the States people now it's become popular with adults. But people are making it for their kids as well. I think, you know, if you're talking about the average American kid, you know, bentos, I think, still represent a very, very small percentage of a kind of typical lunch for an American kid. But I've been reading a lot about, you know, people trying to do that. However, I don't think that many American parents will spend the time in the morning to create those really cute bentos a lot of Japanese moms do, you know, with the you know, animal shapes for the onigiri or sausages or cartoon characters.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to catch on in a big way just because of the time required to do that.
さあ、なかなか面白い話になってきましたが、まあ今回は弁当がトピックの中心でありますね。実はアメリカでもですね、弁当が若干流行り始めているようだということであります。まあそういう記事をですね、最近読んだんですが、この弁当箱をですね、無料で配布するというイベントがあった。という、まあ、記事でありました。長い列ができたということなんですけれども、まあ、伝統的にはアメリカ人が、いわゆるランチに持っていくというのは、まあ、サンドイッチが主流かと思うんですが、話の中でブラウンバッグという表現が出てきましたが、これはまあ、よくですね、見られるあの茶色の紙袋。にサンドイッチやその他のものをですね入れて持っていくというところから来ているわけですけれども、ピューリストなんて面白い表現も出てきましたよね。まあ、日本文化マニアと言えるような人はやっぱり日本のお弁当なんだから純粋に日本式で行かなきゃっていうんで、ちゃんとご飯を入れて、ここの仕切りにはちょっとこういう煮物なんか入れるかどうかわかりませんが、まあそういう凝りに凝った方もいる一方で、昨日行ったレストランのですね、ドギーバッグといって、食べ残ったものをですね、入れてもらって、持ち帰ったものを翌日ですね、弁当箱に詰めて持っていくとか、まあそういう使い方もあるということですけれども、これはまあ一つ、簡単なランチから少しぬくもりがあるって言いますかね、手作りのランチに変わってきているということでしょうかね。まあ私はアメリカ人の昼飯はなんかピーナッツバターサンドイッチっていうのが伝統の一つだと思ってましたが、それから比べると随分手が込んでるなということですけどね。しかしまあ日本のママたちが作るお弁当のようにですね、ケチャップで絵を描いたり、卵焼きに何かね、細工したり、ソーセージが人形のようになってたり、まあそんな凝ったことは決してしないだろうなと、まあいう話ですよね。Alright, let's go on to the phrases.
Okay, the first phrase is out to lunch. Now, out to lunch, simply put, means on a lunch break or eating at a restaurant for lunch, but there is another meaning. It also means being out of touch, unfocused, uninformed, sometimes crazy.So, for example, you could say, he must be out to lunch if he thinks we can meet that deadline. It's completely unrealistic.
なるほどね。これ面白い表現ですね。Out to lunch. これは文字通りの意味として使うことももちろんできますから、その意味では、いわゆるランチに出かけるっていうことですけれども、もう一方の意味は、頭がランチに出かけていっちゃってるっていうふうに、まあ思ったらいかがでしょうか。つまりちょっとですね、頭が抜けちゃっていて、おかしいんじゃないの?というような意味なわけです。つまり心ここにあらずというか、頭心にあらずというか、そういう状態で、おかしいという場合に使うということですが、さあ、例文をもう一度聞きましょう。
He must be out to lunch if he thinks we can meet that deadline. It's completely unrealistic.
ですね。まあ、あんな締め切り、つまりですね、すごい大変な仕事を明日までにやってこいとか、明後日までにやってこいとか、そういうことなんでしょうかね。なんて、全くですね、unrealistic、非現実的だと、いうことですね。Alright, the second one.
The second expression is ladies who lunch. Now, 레이디 수 lunch is a set phrase, a set expression, that usually refers to wealthy married women with a lot of free time to socialize with their friends during the work week. You know, meeting for lunch at nice restaurants. It refers to their lifestyle in general. So, for example, you could say, that neighborhood has many shops and restaurants targeting ladies who lunch.
なるほど。これわかりやすいですよ。Ladies who lunch. まあ、日本でもですね、ちょっとおしゃれなレストランにランチで集まるマダムたち。Ladies っていうところがね、10代じゃちょっと ladies っていうことにはならない。奥様。それもちょっとですね、セレブっぽい。とかね、おしゃれでお金持ちで。ちょっと前まで東京では白ガネーゼなんて呼ばれる人たちがいましたよね。今日聞いたばかりのフレーズでは杉並区ね、杉並ーゼなんていうのがいるって、そういう、話をちょっとね、聞いたんですけどね、そんなの知らねえぜ、みたいな感じだよね。本当に驚いちゃいますね、次から次へと。まあ、そういうですね、奥様方。を ladies who lunch と言ってこれセットフレーズになってるんですね。さあもう一度例文を聞きましょう。
That neighborhood has many shops and restaurants targeting ladies who lunch.
ね、そういう奥様たちをターゲットにしたお店がね、たくさんあるっていうことでね。まあ、田園都市線、沿線なんかもね、ちょっとそういう感じがあるかもしれませんが。ということで、皆さんのお住まいの周りにはですね、Ladies for lunch. たくさんいますかね? See you next time.
Thanks for listening.
大杉正明の Cross Cultural Seminar.
Sponsored by Olympus.
Cross Cultural Seminar をお聞きの皆さん、いつもありがとうございます。皆さんはどうやって語学学習をしていますか?ラジオ講座などで勉強している方もたくさんいらっしゃると思いますが、いつも聞いているラジオ番組が聞けないこともあるでしょう。そんな時の強い味方がオリンパスのラジオサーバー VJ10 です。ハードディスク付きラジオレコーダーで最大約2500時間も録音できるんです。1日24時間それでいくと何日録音しっぱなしでいいのみたいなね。AM、FM チューナーにステレオスピーカー付きですよ。20件の番組予約も OK。 録音した番組の早聞き遅聞きやリピート再生も可能で、語学学習にドンピシャリ。すごいなこれは。しかも早聞き遅聞き再生は2倍速から 0.5 倍速までの9段階に対応。パソコンとの接続も OK なので、ポッドキャスト番組はもちろん音楽もダウンロードして聞くことができますよ。ラジオサーバー VJ10 はオリンパスのオンラインショップか三省堂書店でお買い求めいただけます。詳しくはvoicetrek.jp にアクセス。さあ、これであなたの語学学習もきっと変わりますよ。Olympus.